1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you to join the conversation. Lines are full. I don't think we'll get through everyone. And we've already had people emailing and asking, who is that guy you had on the air and how do I get a hold of him? So let's start with Andrew in Tucson. Anybody right. with air conditioning, energy audit needs, intelligent design at?
333-2665. It's 520-333-COOL.
Serving all of Southern Arizona, basically, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Y'all do a lot down in Sierra Vista, don't you?
We do. We do Sierra Vista, Green Valley, Sarita, all that area.
And then Jeff with Reis, R-E-E-I-S, serving the Maricopa County.
And you can reach us at 480-969-7500. That's 480-969-7500. 7500.
And of course, you can always find these guys at rosieonthehouse.com. Just select your region and then select your category, and boom, there they are.
Not all energy audit companies are created equal. We've taken the time to shop them for you. You can trust these guys. They're not going to be trying to sell you anything you don't need. Let's take care of the low-hanging fruit. Let's get you more comfortable. Let's get your indoor air quality cleaner. And let's lower your bills, all with an energy audit by Reis or Intelligent Design, if you're in Phoenix or Tucson. Where are we going, bud? I think we need – where you go?
I'm going to start with Diane because I think this is a quick, easy answer.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you. I'll let you know.
Well, she's obviously got something else going on. So let's go to Robert and Chandler. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hello?
Yes, hey, sir. Robert.
Hi. Okay. So let me tell you about what I got going on. Thanks for taking the call. So I bought a new house a year ago, and the house was rated as an Energy Star home that has all the energy efficiency features on it. It's rated at 14,100 kilowatt hours per year. So I completed a year on the house. I'm running well over 21,000 kilowatt hours, so there's an excess of about 50% energy usage. So I went through and I bought a kilowatt hour meter because I figured there's something that we're using too much energy somewhere. So I've gone through most of the outlets in the house in different areas, trying to find a dead monkey somewhere. There's something that, you know, the energy's going somewhere. And so I couldn't find anything with the kilowatt hour meter. So then I thought, okay, there's a HERS rating on the house that I got a certificate from SRP. And they tell you what temperature you're supposed to be running it at and all that stuff. So we've been, the rating is I'm supposed to be running the house at 78 degrees. I run it at 77. And then during the evenings, we bring it down to about 76 at about 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
So then I contacted the builder I said, we're using about 50% more energy here. And they weren't very responsive. So then I tried getting one of the SRP home energy auditors to come out. It's $99. You guys have been talking about
right,
it.
Right.
And the guy that I talked to, he called me the day before he was going to come. He didn't want to come out. He refused the service. And he said he didn't want to come out because it was a new home. He didn't want to get in the middle of it. So then the builder finally turned around, and they had a guy come out about a week and a half ago. And this is a guy that certifies. He's one of the technicians that certifies the homes.
Okay.
And so he went through. He had a bunch of equipment with him. He did the
Robert. Let me stop you. What size is your home?
It's 3,400 square feet, split unit, and 2x6 walls. So it's pretty loaded up for an Energy Star home, and so far nobody's found anything wrong with it.
I can't believe it was rated for 14,000 at 3,500 square feet. What's y'all's impression of that?
That's pretty low.
21,000 is very reasonable for a 3,500 square foot home. I'd be challenging the report that says it's rated at 14,000. Jeff, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I agree. I think you were shorthanded some information, it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, if I tell people if they could, for every square foot, if they've got about a 2,000 square foot home ought to be burning through about 20,000 kW. A 3,000 square foot home ought to be burning through about 30,000 kW. It isn't absolute. But that's a pretty close rule of thumb from every energy bill I've ever seen, and I've seen thousands of them. So a 3,500 square foot rated at 14,000, I'm going to go back to that basic because something's wrong back there.
Mm-hmm. And I always tell homeowners go 10 cents off the square foot. So depending on the plan that you have with your utility provider, I mean, if you're breaking over $350, if you're in the $350 to $400 range, or
midsummer cooling bill,
yeah. that shouldn't be shocking.
Yeah, so it shouldn't. All right, Robert, we've got your name and number. I'm gonna follow up with you because if you've got a 3,500 square foot home that's rated at 14,000, I want to learn more about that home. It's got to be a house that's buried underground.
That's what I was going to say. You're not going to get that on a. No, I don't know. It could be very 2x10 wood framed, and you're still not going to get that.
He's got Robert, a missile silo.
Yeah, Robert, we'll follow up with you. I promise you, you'll get a call from me, and we'll talk some more because I do want to find out more. Let's go to Derek real quick, calling from Anthem. Good morning, Derek.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call on this roasting, snoring desert day.
Yeah, baby.
So I have a question for you with regards to insulation, actually, and the question really will almost kind of pertain to my office as well as my home. In my home, I have blown-in insulation, and I think it's around like an R30, I believe.
Good.
Level. And of course, it's just laying on top of the drywall. But
that's good.
Man, it's smoking hot up in the attic.
That's okay.
My office, same thing. I have acoustical, you know, ceiling with bad insulation laying there, and okay. You know, water pipes run through the attic, and we can't get a cool drop of water out of our faucet here in the summertime.
Yeah.
And I like to run the fan on both systems, at home and the office, keep the air circulating and filtrating. So it just seems like, you know, definitely I can feel the heat just pumping back into the space in the off cycle. So I got to thinking, what's the value or benefit potentially of having insulation on the underneath side of your roof deck as opposed to laying on top of the ceilings?
All right. It's called cathedral insulation. We accomplish that with spray foam. The people that do it are advertising it heavy and have for about the last 7 or 8 years. An existing home. Andrew, you want to issue an opinion on that?
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge in an existing home if you don't have a fair amount of space. It's typically a toxic material. You've got to be very, very careful wearing masks and everything, spray it. But as far as the insulation value, it will cool the ductwork if that's your goal. If your goal is to cool off the livable space anymore, you're not going to do that with a vented attic, but it will cool off the ductwork.
Okay. Jeff, you want to weigh in on that?
I agree completely. Yeah. Home Performance with Energy Star will tell you R38 loose fill cellulose or fiberglass insulation is adequate insulation for our climate here in Arizona.
It absolutely is. I'm not a big fan of radiant barrier. I am a fan of the cathedral insulation in an attic in a new build.
Yeah, it's great. Don't get me wrong.
But retrofit, it's expensive. It'll come with I've seen numbers of $5 and $6 a square foot to do it and do it right.
Yeah. And you're not going to get your ROI.
You won't. You absolutely won't. So, Derek, the hot air when the unit comes on, you're constantly circulating. I understood he's leaving the fan motor manual on, yep. And the compressor's coming on and off. You're going to get that little bit of warmer air until the unit comes back on. It's just a part of it. But the one thing I want you to know, because you're dealing with so much issues of temperature above your head in the attic. We were talking earlier in the show about what's your electric bill and what's your cooling bill. Okay, in the middle of the summer, if your bill's $300, generally speaking, half of that is your base load, half of that is your air conditioning load. So in the middle of the summer, if your bill's $300, it's costing you $150 a month to air condition your bill. Now listen to me, Derek. This is where it applies to you and exactly to you. Only 10% of your air conditioning bill. Only 10% of your air conditioning bill, $15, has anything at all to do with the temperature in your attic. That's why we ran all these companies out of Arizona that came and said you need R60 insulation, you need radiant barriers, you need to seal up your ductwork. The attic it's hot, it's very hot, but it has very little to do with how much it's costing you to get the inside of your home comfortable. It's windows and doors and ductwork are going to be the things that make the biggest difference. And then these guys that ventilate the attics, they should be strung up at the gallows because we ventilate these attics thinking, oh, surely if it's 160 inside the attic, but it's 110 outside, if I blow some of this cool 110 air across the attic space and drop the temperature of the attic, I'm going to save so much money. 9 times out of 10, the attics aren't ventilated well enough. And what happens is when the ventilation exhaust fan comes on, it sucks your air conditioning out through your recessed cans and the junction boxes at your ceiling fans and around your exhaust fans. So you're actually sucking the air conditioning out of your house into your attic. Yes, you have a cooler attic, but your air conditioning bill, I've seen vented attics, nothing else done, just vent the attics, increase a summer cooling bill by as much as 50%.
Absolutely. Every hole through the drywall is a potential area where that attic fan will suck your air conditioning out. Your wall outlets and, of course, the canned lights are a big hole.
Oh, but then the really smart engineers put solar-powered exhaust turbines. So now they're not paying anything to suck the air conditioning out of their house.
Right, yeah.
Andrew Dobbins of Intelligent Design and Jeff Carmichael of Rias. When we get back, it's Deborah, Mike, and Diane.